This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli unveils government's achievements in its first 100 days, says government has prioritized good governance, development and prosperity as major agenda. Leaders of the main opposition parties call on President Ramchandra Paudil. President Paudil pledges to promote constitution, democratic norms and national unity. And Lebanon local officials says 19 people killed in Israeli strike on family's home. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has claimed that the current government will not compromise with anyone regarding national interest, good governance and development. Unveiling the government's achievements in its first 100 days in a special program at Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said legal actions have been launched against the misappropriation of cooperative funds on the same basis. He added that any alleged corruption cases can be investigated regardless of time and those found responsible for such wrongdoings will be held accountable. The Prime Minister also said the government achieved a milestone in completing the remaining task of the peace process as the bill to amend the enforced disappeared persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was passed unopposed by the Federal Parliament and was also authenticated by the President. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli shared various measures and provisions introduced to enhance efficiency in public service delivery. The head of the government said the Fiber to Home initiative implemented by the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has remained a significant accomplishment of the government. The Prime Minister further claimed that the government tackled the challenges posed by the recent rain-induced disasters. He added that the government made an all-out effort to resume traffic on time with speedy repair works and arrangements of alternative routes. The Prime Minister also claimed that the government will remain inept as the government is formed by the parties having a long political history. As the Prime Minister shared, a commitment of around 34 billion rupees has been secured for investment in 200 industries in the first 100 days of the government. In the meantime, the meeting of the leaders from the ruling parties reviewed the achievements of the current government in its first 100 days and discussed contemporary political issues, as well as making a common viewpoint on issues of national interest. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the ruling parties viewed that the government was working firmly in the areas of democratic system, rule of law and public service delivery. On the occasion, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said the Rashtriya Swatantra Party President and former Deputy Prime Minister Rabi Lamizhane was arrested after taking the court's consent for the implementation of the report prepared unopposed by the Parliamentary Probe Committee on the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Leaders of the main opposition parties have called on President Ramchandra Paudil. The leaders, including CPN Maoist Centre, Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda met President Ramchandra Paudil at Sital Nivas and informed the President regarding their submission of a memorandum to Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and the government's shortcomings. President Paudil's press advisor Kiran Pokharel said the leaders of the opposition parties met President Paudil and talked about the current situation. President Paudil said he is committed to promoting constitution, democratic norms and national unity. The party, including CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, CPN Unified Socialist and Aam Janata Party are in the opposition in the parliament. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Paudil, who is in Washington, D.C. in the course of attending the annual meetings of the World Bank Group, WBZ, and International Monetary Fund, IMF, held a meeting with WBZ's Vice President for South Asia Region, Martin Reza. According to the Nepali Embassy, the discussion was focused on generating employment opportunities in Nepal. Matters related to the improvement of the business environment, implementation of mega infrastructure projects and generation of employment opportunities in Nepal through remittance inflow were discussed on the occasion. It was informed in the agreement signing ceremony that the resource would be mobilized for addressing health complications stemming from natural and climate change in Nepal. The Energy Development Roadmap and Action Plan 2024 has been prepared by and submitted to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation to develop the country's energy sector, unveiling a report detailing the Energy Ministry's performance and achievements in the last 100 days in a press conference yesterday. Energy Minister Deepak Khadka stated that the approval and implementation of the Water and Meteorology Policy 2024 and approval of criteria for research and study into water resources and irrigation were some of the achievements. The Nepali Congress has said its attention was drawn towards the hooliganism of supporters of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani, which it argued would affect the investigation and judicial process. In his press statement issued by Publicity Department Chief Min Biswakarma yesterday, the Nepali Congress said that supporters of Lamisani, who is arrested in connection with the cooperative fraud, were panicking and terrorizing the independent agencies of the state and exerting ill influence. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has sought suggestions from experts to resolve the problems facing health insurance. Minister Paudel reminded that the main objective of the ministry was to improve health insurance so that the general public's access to health would be ensured conveniently. He urged the experts for practical and concrete suggestions to which the government would pay heed. Minister Paudel, however, admitted lack of resources was the main problem. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said the construction of a dry port in Dodhara Chadani of Kanchanpur district will commence at the earliest. During his inspection of the site of the proposed Dodhara Chadani dry port yesterday, Minister Bhandari said the construction of the dry port will begin in the next few months as the Council of Ministers has already granted permission to use the land of Mayapuri Community Forest for the construction purpose. Transport services on the BP Highway have been fully restored since yesterday. The Road Division Office, Bhaktapur, granted permission to resume vehicular movement after halting it for 10 hours nightly since October 16 due to risk of dry landslides and ongoing maintenance. The closure affected the Dhulikhel-Bhakundibesi-Barkhekhola section of the highway, which has been damaged by landslides and flooding. During the closure, alternative routes were used for passenger buses and light vehicles. The BP Highway is a crucial route connecting eastern Nepal to the federal capital, Kathmandu. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Local officials have said at least 19 people, including 6 women and 5 children, were killed in an Israeli strike on a house in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military has not yet commented on the incident, but it has repeatedly said it takes measures to mitigate harm to civilians. It has carried out thousands of airstrikes across Lebanon over the past 4 weeks, targeting what it has said are the armed group Hezbollah's operatives, infrastructure and weapons. Last week, the UN Human Rights Office received reports that 12 women and 2 children were among 23 people killed in an Israeli airstrike on a four-story residential building in the northern Lebanese town of Atiu. It called for an investigation into the attack, expressing concerns with respect to the international humanitarian law, including the principles of distinction and proportionality. Israel launched an air campaign and ground invasion against Hezbollah after almost a year of cross-border fighting sparked by the war in Gaza. Hezbollah began firing rockets into northern Israel in support of Palestinians on 8 October 2023, the day after its ally Hamas's deadly attack on Israel. According to the country's health ministry, more than 2,500 people have been killed in Lebanon since then, including 1,900 in the past 5 weeks. Israeli authorities say 59 people have been killed in northern Israel and the occupied Golan Heights. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly wind and the partial influence of local wind, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly region and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi province and hilly regions of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 14.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 28.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli unveils government's achievements in its first 100 days, says government has prioritized good governance, development and prosperity as major agenda. Leaders of the main opposition parties call on President Ramchandra Paudal. President Paudal pledges to promote constitution, democratic norms and national unity. And Lebanon local officials say 19 people killed in Israeli strike on family's home. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.